He drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, come on, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre. And this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
It is.
And I think there's someone else in the room, but I'm not going to mention.
Is there somebody in the room?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a small room.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best to blend into the woodwork.
It's hard to miss. You're like James Comey hiding in the drapes.
Paul Rayburn is here. Ooh, yes. Paul Rayburn. Hi, Paulie.
A guy whose help I don't want. And he wouldn't be able to get me help if I asked him.
Gilbert and I have an understanding.
I understand. So we haven't done one of these in a while, and we like to stay in touch with our fans. So we'll talk. We're going to take a couple of not exactly questions. Well, some of them are questions, but mostly comments for Gil Birch from Twitter. And Paul will attempt to look things up and then be summarily abused.
What do you mean by attempt?
I do remember two tweets I got. One. Someone sent me a picture, because I always say there's like Gilbert nudity in movies.
Right. Like, oh, yes. There's a lot of that going around Twitter.
And so the first one I got, and this one was a good one. It was a pretty girl naked changing a light bulb. And that was great.
That's now, a particular interest of yours.
Yes.
Now, the problem is one that sounded great, but really wasn't. And it comes from Germany, and they're usually known for great ideas.
Lord.
The Germans could do no wrong. But one photographer did a book about naked people doing totally inane actions, and I thought, this is great. But the problem is most of the naked people in that book are kind of like the naked people you'd see at a nudist resort. You know, when you used to hear about nudist resorts, you used to think, oh, it's like all these gorgeous models walking around.
You imagine Elke Sommer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, it's like the average person that you see walking down the street.
There was an article I almost sent you about nude gardening. I was wondering if that would do it for you. Are people who garden in the nude.
Oh.
And Christy Brinkley today said she gardens in a bikini to keep her tan lines intact. She doesn't want to be naked and have conflicting tan lines that are mismatched.
That's good.
Yeah, you like that?
That's a good one. See, a model showing off skin. That's what I
like. A nude woman holding a garden weasel.
Yeah.
Would make you the hackiest comedy reference I could have gone for.
A garden weasel.
The garden weasel.
Hey-o!
A couple of quick things from the housekeeping department. Roger Smith died from 77
yes.
Sunset Strip.
Best known for being married to Anne Margaret.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better known for that than anything he did in his career.
His biggest accomplishment getting Anne Margaret.
Right. Here's an obscure one. Peter Salas. Do you know Peter Salas? A British actor. He was the voice of both Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
Both of them.
Died at 96.
Wow. Hey, now, Roger Smith, unless I'm confusing him now, look up. Look who I'm asking.
Oh, no.
Look up Man of a Thousand Faces.
Oh, Roger Smith was in Man of a Thousand Faces?
I'm trying to figure out. They had a guy playing Lon Chaney Jr. in one scene who, of course, looked nothing like him.
All right. Paul, your first assignment.
I'll see what I can find.
And also, Dino turned 100 today. Oh, we've got... Oh, I see. This is Paul looking up stuff music.
Oh, God.
Thanks for out-hacking me.
This is not helping.
Dino's 100th, 100, what do you call it? Not 100th birthday, but the centenary of Dean Martin today. 100 years.
And I'm sure if Jerry Lewis was here, he'd say, the love that Dean and I had was just unmatched. The reason that we split up is because Dean and I loved each other so much.
That's scary good. You need the lozenge.
You were looking for who played Lon Chaney in Man of a Thousand
Chaney
Faces?
Lon Chaney Jr.
Okay, well, so Lon Chaney was James K.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that. I know that.
My nephew knows that.
Yes.
All right, Lon Chaney. I'm working on it. Carry on. I'll
Holy Christ.
Get back
was
to us.
Was Roger Smith in the movie? Can you look that up?
Was Roger C. Carmel in the movie?
Did Roger Corman produce the movie?
While he's doing that, I'm going to read a couple of tweets here. This is from Adam Schmadam, also known as Peeps
Roger,
Gelato. Uh-oh.
Roger Smith, Creighton Chaney.
Oh, God! You are good.
And I want everyone on your computers, look up what Roger Smith looked like and what Lon Chaney Jr. looked like.
Yes. Yeah. And spitting image.
Yeah.
It's like Michelangelo and Charlton Heston.
Yes.
let's see. Just heard Carl Reiner talk about the crepitation contest, a classic. He was talking about the flatulence contest.
Oh, yes.
At the end of our show, and we brought up Lepetamine, who was the famous farting comedian.
That's me.
Another one of those.
Yeah, that's him. You could look up Lepetamine while you're sitting there. People like the Mark Malkoff crossover with us that we did the Johnny Carson thing, and Mark was fun. Spalding writes, Malkoff and Real Gilbert, Mark Malkoff and Real Gilbert, my two favorite podcasts. I could have listened for another 2 hours. That's very, very sweet.
What I'm surprised by, even though I wanted him on the show, as this week, or well, it won't be this week when this airs, but is how well the Bob Burns one did.
Bob, people loved Bob Burns. There's a lot of geeks out there like us.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of people who care about
old monsters and sci-fi.
And the Beast with a Million Eyes.
Yes. So they loved that episode.
Yeah.
Lepetamine, do you know his real name?
No, I do not.
Joseph Pujol, but that's not what I thought for a minute here. I thought it said Joseph Pujol, French flutist, but it actually says
flautist.
French flatulist.
Flatulist. French flatulist. Yes. Well, and Mel Brooks named the governor in Blazing Saddles Lepetamine. Governor Lepetamine. The Lepetamine Freeway. Somebody's got to go get a shitload of dimes. Ray Haluska Stat Stuff. That is not a name.
That's easy for you to
say. Yes, I enjoyed Ron Dante. How about Tim? How about Tom Lester from Green Acres? Do you remember Tom Lester? He played Ebb on Green Acres.
Oh, my God.
The big goofy guy.
Yes,
Mr. Douglas. He's still with us, apparently. That was my bad Tom Lester impression.
I think it just needs some work.
Let's see. Frank will have
everybody's doing Tom Lester these days.
Everybody's doing it. Here's a picture of Gilbert with Bob Uecker, and you didn't ask him about.
I didn't ask
Mr. Belvedere's nutsack.
Yeah, because according to legend, at least to me, I was on a movie set. I was working on a TV show, and I was on this movie lot, and the word going around the entire lot was that Mr. Belvedere had to be rushed by ambulance to the hospital.
This never gets old.
Because Christopher Hewitt was Mr. Belvedere.
That's correct.
He accidentally sat down on his own balls.
There you go. I believe he's in the producers, isn't he?
Yes.
Christopher Hewitt, speaking of Mel Brooks.
Yes, yes.
There, we got a connection.
Roger Dupree.
We got a connection. Paul Mauld writes, he saw your picture of Bob Uecker. Please have him on the podcast and ask him about Mr. Belvedere.
So there you go. Reddit, which is such a wonderful source of information, said he had to stop production on multiple occasions because Christopher Hewitt and Mr. Belvedere actually sat on his own.
You found that. Now, some people say it's a myth and that it never happened.
I think we've established that if we say it on this show,
that's it. It just happens to be true.
And I heard that Christopher Hewitt would press his balls against a glass coffee table.
No.
That Danny Thomas would look at Christopher Ewan's balls.
It's 6 degrees of Gilbert Gottfried bullshit stories. A new game by Parker Brothers.
That, I think that was mentioned on Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And right. Christopher Ewan would throw his balls at Cesar Romero's head.
No kidding. What a talent. That's just, that defies the laws of physics.
You can listen to a lot of podcasts and you're not going to hear that.
No. Yeah, sure. No, you're not.
Hooray for Hollywood.
No, you're not. You're not going to hear that on any of that NPR crap. Bill Schaefer says, I just went into diabetic shock when I heard Gilbert sing Sugar, Sugar.
Yes.
That will happen.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast after this.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And now back to the show. This guy calls himself number one Eugene Paulette fan. I have a feeling we're influencing people's Twitter names.
Eugene Paulette hated blacks and Jews. Beloved character actor. But he honored Hitler, and he hated Jews and blacks.
Did you see the picture that somebody sent us of Eugene Paulette
with a swastika
on?
But that doesn't prove anything.
Number one Eugene Paulette fan says, have you guys talked yet about Nehemiah Persoff's Twilight Zone episode?
Yes.
I believe we have.
That was the one where he's on the Titanic.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Very good. You don't miss
you
a trick.
You don't see that. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
You do not miss
back.
A trick. Oh, you wanted to say something about fan art, too. We got some great fan art.
Yes.
People keep sending them.
There was one that drew me with the Archies.
Oh, that's a good one.
In the Ron Dante role,
yes,
I guess.
That's up on the GilbertPodcast.com. Our friend John Seals put that
that's
up.
That's a great piece.
Amazing artwork.
Really, too. Well, generally speaking, we love getting them. There's some wonderful ones. Somebody sent us a Ferris Bueller one. So send them back to us and put your names on them. Claim them.
You're leaving out the picture with Frank, the documentary. Of you, was that Gilbert's bathrobe you were wearing?
That was also great. But people tweet them and they don't have their names on them, so we don't know who these people are, but we love getting them. Codename Gary7. There we go.
Okay.
Frank, I enjoyed the Carson podcast, so I say to you again, where is Pete Barbeauty on your show? Pete Barbeauty.
Pete Barbeauty.
Remember him?
Yes.
Still around. By the way, I found... Billy Saluga's in the LA phone book.
Oh, we gotta get him. Gotta get him.
Under Johnson.
Well, you could call me Ray, and you could call me Jay, but you don't have to call me Johnson.
That's him. He's around. Rich 1047 writes, Bob Burns, he worked with Forrest Tucker. I wonder what Gilbert will ask him. And Gilbert, this is before this episode aired, by the way, this episode posted. Della Luna also writes, yes, Bob Burns. Now, after Gilbert asks about Forrest Tucker's dick, please ask him about Paul Blaisdell. So they are on to you, Gil.
See, but I'm still so ashamed of myself
Norman Lear.
Norman Lear.
Right.
Norman Lear, we just interviewed, and he knew Milton Berle, and I neglected to ask him about Milton Berle's giant dick.
Well, we got to get him back.
You know, we have Norman's phone number. Why don't you just call him up one Tuesday and ask him, listen, Norman, not for nothing. Can you just fill me in about Milty Schwantz? Happy third anniversary. Yes, believe it or not, our third anniversary of this show passed.
Oh, my God.
Quietly. Our friend Andrea Simmons was kind enough to tweet about it, Andrea is here. She does wonderful work on the show. We did not do a third anniversary
show.
The
mayor did not issue a proclamation.
No, maybe we'll get a bunch of people together and we'll do like a better late than never third anniversary show. Richard Kind and Drew and maybe some people. We've talked about
it. That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Gilbert doesn't want to work that hard. let's see what else we have. Stuardo.
Stuardo.
or Stuardo. You never mentioned, Gilbert, a young Joan Rivers in The Swimmer.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
In fact, I mentioned that because I had picked The Swimmer as one of my movies to show on TCM. When I was working with Bob Osborne, and I mentioned that Joan Rivers pops up in The Swimmer.
See, well, with this person now will stand corrected.
That came up in one of the early
I believe
episodes
so.
Yeah. Too. That was your pick for one.
I
of
believe
so. Go fuck yourself.
Said with love. Armand Spoto or Spoto.
Armand Spoto.
Are you doing Reggie Van Gleason now, or are you doing Art Fearn? Doing Reggie Van Gleason. René Auberjonois, guys. He has to have some good stories. He's been in everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he probably would be.
But we couldn't have him here because you would take 12 minutes to get his name.
Oven Fiven, Raven Oven Bible.
Ron Jones. Look forward to hearing Ron Dante. Hopefully Gilbert added his smooth harmonies to Sugar Sugar. You know he did. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Frankie, you'll have to tighten this. I apologize for that, but they're not all strung together. People thought Bob Burns was sweet and adorable. And he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracy the gorilla from Ghostbusters. Joe Koto Katana.
Koto Katana.
I love this one. Does Gilbert know that Kathy Griffin lost her squatty potty gig after a tsunami of bad press? Touche. Dalton DeMello wants to know, does Gilbert still have a pet turtle? I don't know.
My God. I used to do a whole bit.
Was that the bit about the damn you
with
the cardboard, the cardboard palm tree?
Yeah.
Bit? Yeah. That was great. I missed that. I used to go to the Seaport and watch you do a 90-minute show.
Oh, yeah.
In those days when you were ambitious.
Now I do like 3 minutes, and I'm thinking, how long have I been up here?
Holt Thomas. Gil mentioned Back to School, the Rodney movie. How about Keith Gordon as a guest? Oh, Keith Gordon, hell of a storyteller, the nice convention guest ever, and great resume. He's in Christine.
Oh, that's
Keith
right.
Gordon. Then he became a director. I think he directed The Singing Detective. I wanted Chance Rubbage wanted to know. I wanted you guys to ask Bob Burns if he ever ended up owning any of Forrest J. Ackerman's memorabilia.
That would be interesting.
He probably did. He probably did. They were friends. Buddy Spencer says RIP to Roger Smith, who Gilbert points out was in Man of a Thousand Faces.
No thanks to Paul.
James Cagney.
They shot a sequel to Man of a Thousand Faces in the time it was taking Paul to look it up.
That's funny. Here's Dan Charlton sent a photo. You must have gotten this, too. I spotted the world's saddest Esther Roll Memorial this morning near Paramount, and it's a photograph of a dumpster that says, damn, damn, damn.
Oh, jeez.
On it. This is what I love, is people taking pictures of things that the show remind them of the show and sending them to us. We love getting all this stuff, so keep them coming.
And people come to the clubs with weird gift items.
Oh, you gotten more lately?
I've gotten a few toy Joker.
There's a lot of that. What are you going to do with all those? Stuff them in a Tupperware with the soap?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
they liked when we said that it was a gimme putt, when you said that Forrest Tucker used to putt with his Schwantz. Let's see. What else do we have here? I'm trying to get through these. Someone said when Bob was kind of reaching and grasping for what he could compare Forrest Tucker's unit to.
Oh, yes.
He said it was a salami. Somebody suggested that it was roughly the size of a Billy Barty. let's see. What else do we have here? Is it no Gilbert? Whilst I wait, oh, he wrote to Warwick Davis, the actor, from I think what movie is he in? Is it Legend, or not Legend? He's in the other one. He's in the what's the name of the Ron Howard movie with Val Kilmer?
That would be Willow.
Willow. He's in Willow. Thank you, Frankie. Whilst I wait for Mr. Davis to answer my question, it's also notable that Angelo Rosito played on opposite Lon Chaney. Does that name mean anything to you?
Yeah, I think he also played
Frank.
Opposite Bela Lugosi in a movie.
There you go.
Yeah, he was like an Italian midget.
I don't know him. I'm ashamed that I don't know Angelo Rosito.
An old movie Italian midget.
So he's asking one little person in Warwick Davis to identify another
yes.
one.
Yes.
If I have this right.
Because they all know each other. I'm sure Peter Dinklage used to hang out.
Didn't
with...
you see Peter Dinklage in the street and talk
yes.
and chat him up?
Yes.
What was that like? I don't mean chat him up.
Well, I...
bad choice. Yeah.
I can honestly say Peter Dinklage looks up to me.
Did you have a nice chat? Did you ask him to do the show? No. Of course not. Let's see. Bev writes,
But no, with Peter Dinklage, I'm nuts over him.
What was the bit you did in your act about midgets having no right to live?
Oh,
do
yes,
I, have that
I
right?
still do that.
You're still doing
yes.
it. Okay, good. Nice to see that politically correct.
When you stumble onto an eternal truism like that, you want to stick with it, you know?
Well, we've talked about Gino Salamone, whose name you refuse to let me mention on this show, the man who shall not be mentioned.
We can get this edited.
He said to me on several occasions, how about Felix Silla, who played Cousin It? I said, you really want him on the show with Gilbert? You really want, or Jerry Marin, who I believe is the last surviving Munchkin, who's still out there.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're going to do. I know you can't control yourself. Bev says, I absolutely love the Robert Bader podcast. I adore the Marx Brothers and stories about them. That was a fun episode.
That was a lot of... And
we moved some books for
and,
Robert.
And that Harpo fucked Amelia Earhart.
Well, we're just putting that out there. We don't know if...
I say it's
we
true.
Don't know if that actually happened.
And I think Amelia Earhart shit on a coffee table. That Harpo... That gummo was lost.
Gummo. You got gummo into it.
All of this evidence was lost when she disappeared.
Oh, yes.
She had them all on the plane, photographs, everything.
Oh, it was our pal Wade Snook who did the parody of Gilbert's poster with me in the bathroom.
Okay.
How could I forget? Nah. Thank you, Wade, for that. Harold Itzkowitz. There you go. You got to do that one. Idea for a Gilbert mini-ep. How about the life and work of Alan Sherman? Well, we've talked about doing.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. He was amazing.
Yeah, and as you established yesterday when we were talking to Wink Martindale, he created What's My Line?
I think, yeah, What's My Line.
Yeah. Kyle Burles also did a nice drawing of me.
Oh.
Which I appreciate. So thank you, Kyle. Kyle Burles, B-U-R-L-E-S, or Burles. Todd Foster says, Frank, the episodes continue to get better and better. Carl Reiner was the best yet, and it tied so much together. Colossal indeed. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Someone sent us, John Biggins sent us the Jewish American Princess. This is an album that I guess starred Lou Jacoby and Bea Arthur.
Wow.
I didn't even realize they'd work together.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody stumped you. Oh, here's a good one. Bill Gallant, referring to the Ron Dante episode. From what I can gather, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep was a song that foretold Gilbert Gilbert Gottfried. let's see. Dick Cavett. People love Dick Cavett. Yes, people are going back and listening to the old episodes, which is gratifying. Hang on, I'm looking for some good ones. Some people were stunned by your admission that you masturbated to Betty and Veronica.
Oh, yes.
Why it didn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Someone sent us a picture of Charles Nelson Reilly making out with Charlotte Ray.
Oh, my God.
That I will assume is from a Love Boat episode. Yes, it's from Daryl Aber, and it is Albert, and it is from a Love Boat.
Oh.
What were we going to say?
No, I was going to say it would have either have been that or Love American Style.
Right, right. Happy birthday. Buddy Spencer says, happy birthday to Michael J. Pollard.
Oh, wow.
60 years in show business.
Okay.
Should we try him? We should try him.
Yes. And my connection with him is I and former podcast guest Peter Bogdanovich was directing the last of the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor
films. Oh, another you.
And I was let go. First, Bogdanovich was let go. Then the other cast, a bunch of the other cast members, and me among them. And my part was replaced with Michael J. Pollard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So you lost a part to Michael J. Pollard.
Yeah.
You lost a part to Billy Barty. Yeah. And you lost a part to Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, it's an amazing eclectic group.
Not many people have had a run like that.
That is an eclectic group. Billy's gone, but we got to get the other two.
Oh, yes.
James Connell writes, Frank, doing amazing work. Ron Dante did amazing voice work on Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan. Also, none other than Jodie Foster was on that show as the tomboy daughter. Did you know that?
Oh.
Chris Ketchmark sent this to you. This is a sexy photo of Betty and Veronica, and it says, here you go, Gil. Start the jerkin. some people, Lola Bell wants us to get to Patton Oswalt. We have to get Patton on the show. Patton is a fan, a big fan of yours. He retweets you a lot, and he's very we're enormous Patton fans on this show. We think he's brilliant. We'd love to have him anytime that Dara can make it happen. I'm trying to find a fun one to go out on. This is a model. This is a 3D model of Dr. Pretorius.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Somebody sent us from the Bride of Frankenstein, which is rather creepy. And we'll go out on this because we're out of time. But Aaron Maracle, I am truly disappointed that Real Gilbert did not get Ron Dante to do a Squatty Potty jingle. Boy, people miss the Squatty Potty stuff.
I know. Oh, you know where I think that Maracle comes from?
What's that?
What was the Lugosi thing, the Edgar Allan Poe story with the ape?
Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Right. Really?
Was his name in that Maracle?
We're going to look that up. Paul?
Check it out.
Go ahead.
How the hell do you spell Maracle?
Maracle. We got 1 minute for this. And I'm going to say that Paul Reiser, speaking of Carson, Paul Reiser is doing a Johnny Carson kind of a show. Did you hear about this?
Oh, no.
He's doing a show called Here's Johnny.
Wow.
Which comes out in August. And somebody told me this today, and I don't know what it is because I haven't had time to look it up. I don't know if it's I guess our listeners will know. I don't know if it's a Larry Sanders kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a documentary or what it is, but we got to get Paul.
Yeah.
You have any kind of history with Paul Reiser?
Yeah, I did. Oh, well, when we just interviewed Barry Levinson recently.
Right, right.
And he was making a pilot called Toast of Manhattan.
Oh, that's right, with Carol Leifer and you and Paul.
Yeah,
okay.
And plus we were at the same comedy club.
So we'll have to get Paul Reiser on the show because he's got something to promote and we love him too. Okay, Rayburn, you're out of time. What do you got?
Nothing, I got nothing.
All right.
What was the name?
We're going to put this out there.
Oh, Christ. You're outdoing yourself.
Well, I like
you look up a fucking movie.
Look up Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Murders in the Rue Morgue.
We need to know the character. Was there a character named Maracle? Maracle.
I can do this. I know I can do this. Fill some time.
Don't worry about the dead air. Gil, anything you'd like to plug besides Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
For God's sake, plug something.
You got gigs coming up? Throw them out there.
Okay, well, I've got my documentary, Gilbert.
Yes, directed by the great Neil Berkley.
Yes, and it's that's on Amazon. It will be on Amazon Prime and iTunes.
You're going on the road.
I'll be going on the road. Well, does this air right away?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Throw it out there.
Then just go to GilbertGottfried.com and see if I'm playing at a club near you.
Yes. This was fun, guys. What do you got, Rayburn?
I don't know. A story was written by Edgar Allan Poe.
That's all right. Well, to be continued.
Oh, wow. Boy, you know, I didn't know that when I said it's based on an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Well, I can confirm that.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. When I said Edgar Allan Poe, think of the coincidence.
You know, if we tied everything up at the end of an episode, listeners would never come back.
Yes.
This is your cliffhanger.
This is my cliffhanger.
Okay. Well, they're going to find it as soon as they hear this. All right, Kelly. Want to sign off?
Okay. This has once again proved that Paul is of no help to anybody.
We're replacing you with a hologram.
This has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing collage.
Something.
I give up. Amazing colossal obsession.
See you next time. I suppose you're going to blame me for that, too.
Yeah.
See you next time.
To know about Papillon Susu or Lon Chaney Jr., it's something.